I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist at the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama Prison Task Force is currently considering a slate of recommendations from the Council of State Governments to address Alabama's poorly performing prisons. Some of their suggestions include hiring more probation officers and creating a new, lesser felony class for low-level offenses. The task force estimates that proposed changes should reduce Alabama's prison population from 200% of capacity down to just over 160% by 2021. Alternatively, Alabama prisons would have to add around 6,000 beds to bring overcrowding down to an acceptable level. The construction involved would cost the state over $400 million. The task force believes simple policy changes won't be enough to fix overcrowding altogether. They say the state needs a combination of policy overhaul and construction of new prisons. A key figure in Alabama's civil rights movement will be the speaker at a meeting to remember Selma and Bloody Sunday. Attorney Fred Gray represented the Selma marchers in court, and the symposium at Faulkner University is named for him. The event marks the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery March and the passing of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Jerome Dees is a professor of law at Faulkner. He says the goal of this symposium is to continue to highlight civil rights history.
Fred Gray is going to give about a 30-minute talk about his reaction to the movie Selma, and then he will kind of give us a backdrop of behind-the-scenes legal workings that were going on that allowed the march to take place.
Gray will be honored with a historic marker in downtown Montgomery next week on Rosa Parks' birthday. Gray represented Parks when she was arrested for refusing to give up her bus seat to a white passenger. People who make their living selling real estate in Alabama will be heading to Birmingham today. The statewide real estate convention known as AcreCon will include panel discussions on how the industry is changing. The conference will include an economic outlook as well as speakers on real estate trends. Acre Executive Director Grayson Glaze says this event could help real estate professionals have a better understanding of their clients and their market.
The practitioners need to know the market to better serve their clients. And that includes emerging trends. And so we hope our platform delivers. It's in its 15th year, and we're excited to host it for the state of Alabama.
Over 500 people and businesses attended last year's conference. This year's expo is at the Cahaba Grand Conference Center in Birmingham. And smokers in Gadsden, Alabama, are soon going to find it a little more difficult to light up. A significantly tougher smoking ordinance for the northeast Alabama town will go into effect on Sunday. That ordinance will prohibit smoking in any enclosed business, including all restaurants and bars. The Gadsden City Council delayed that enforcement of the ordinance until Sunday to allow smokers time to adjust. Now your forecast.
Highs only top out in the 50s for much of Alabama, upper 40s for the Tennessee Valley, low 60s along the Gulf Coast, and it will be somewhat cooler today. Now look for good supply of sun. As for tonight, overnight lows near or below freezing north of Demopolis. Highs top out in the 50s on Saturday, partly sunny. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.